Texte numéro 7. Accord and Descent. Gold balloons spell out Rest in Peace, and flowers festoon the petrol station where three Asian men were killed by a car as they protected property in the Winston Green area of Birmingham on August the 10th. Four people have been charged with murder. Though shops remain boarded where rioters smashed windows and stole goods, Birmingham is busy again. But residents are still analysing why violence in London spawned outbursts in Britain's second city from August the 8th to the 10th. People seem to agree that rioters' only agenda was greed and directionless anger, and that parents and schools lack the authority to bring the young into line. People say it's abuse if you discipline a child, says Mohammed Idris, a former police officer who runs a shop yards from where the men were killed. Kids don't know right from wrong, says Anthony Mitten, who set up metal barriers in town to deflect rioters. Community leaders say much the same. Such local views seem to echo David Cameron, who promises to halt the country's slow-motion moral collapse. Mr. Cameron has potentially popular ideas on policing and welfare and is one of the few contemporary politicians who is at ease talking about morality. Yet not all the Prime Minister's immediate solutions will go down well. Mr. Cameron wants to reclaim the streets, but residents demand more police where he intends to cut them, and his plans for robust patrolling could aggravate local insecurities. After all, these riots were sparked when police shot a man in London. Reasonable punishment may also mean something different to locals. A mindless momentary decision to steal a pair of trainers could leave some offenders with no chance or wish to be part of society, predicts Joy Warmington. Like Mr. Cameron, she aligns looters' greed with the banking crisis and MPs' fiddling expenses, but says swift, firm justice was not meted out to the privileged. Mr. Cameron's description of communities without control also rankles. In the past, rumours alone could provoke race riots in a city where a third of people are non-white, compared with 12.5% in England as a whole. Race relations have a greater capacity to inflame than any other social issue, reckons Derek Campbell of Race Equality Sandwell, a local group. Yet, when the three Asians died, at a time of already charged emotions, the police called him in alongside other black, Muslim, Sikh and white representatives. They helped persuade the father of one murdered man to make a moving and successful plea for calm. Mr. Cameron's longer-term pledge to fix broken Britain by promoting family values and education resonates strongly in Birmingham. The risk is that the short-term response will damage that accord. Adapted from The Economist, August 2011.